WTNW News time is 6:05. It's 32 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A spokesman says the fever that kept former President George H.W. Bush in a Houston hospital over Christmas has worsened, and doctors have put him on a liquids-only diet.
He's not certainly lost his sense of humor despite these series of setbacks. He's been joking with his doctor and the nurses.
Jim McGrath says the fever elevated in recent days. A cause is not known, and doctors have been treating what McGrath calls the stubborn fever with Tylenol. He says the bronchitis-like cough that initially brought Bush to the hospital on November 23rd has improved, and the 41st president now coughs only about once a day. Bush's daughter, Dorothy, was to arrive yesterday in Houston from Bethesda, Maryland. A change has been made at the top of the state's controversial Cancer Prevention and Research Institute, also known as CPRIT.
The agency's new interim director says they'll follow the legislature's intent after it was revealed the institute awarded an $11 million grant to a startup firm. Now it's funded by a $1 million donor to the CPRIT Foundation.
This board will follow those wishes.
Wayne Roberts of the UT Health Science Center at Houston says their first priority is to investigate the grant awarding process to make sure there are no conflicts of interest. Until then, grants have been suspended. That leaves prospects in limbo, including some that could come to the Bio-Corridor. Todd McDaniel of the Research Valley Partnership says it'll be for the better if it takes a few months for CPRIT to get its house in order for the agency to restore credibility. McDaniel says they have tremendous candidates for CPRIT grants with near-term business decisions to be taken. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A DPS trooper recognized a driver he had stopped the Sunday night before Christmas was former A&M quarterback Reggie McNeil. The officer, who pulled over McNeil because the license plate light wasn't working, wound up taking him to jail for possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana. According to the arrest report, the trooper searched McNeil in his car after smelling marijuana. The officer says he found a baggie and a blunt cigar, both containing what he believed to be marijuana. McNeil was in jail less than 2 hours before being released on bond. McNeil, who played for A&M from 2002 through 2005, lives in Bryan and, according to the 12th Man magazine, had returned to school with plans to graduate next spring. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is waiting for a call from House leaders to return to Washington in order to address the fiscal cliff. Flores says the problem is not a lack of revenue.
If you look at taxes for fiscal year 2011, we had a little over $2.4 trillion in tax revenues, which is about the same as the peak year tax revenues back in 2007, before the recession started. So you can see our tax revenues are about back where they should be, but the deficits have exploded, so we need to start on the spending side rather than the tax side.
Flores says federal spending since President Obama took office has increased by 29%. We hear a lot about the fiscal cliff leading to higher taxes, but another thing a lack of congressional agreement may do is double the price of milk. If there's no farm bill passed, Darren Turley of the Texas Association of Dairymen says milk prices actually revert to their 1949 price, adjusted for inflation, which works out to more than $7 a gallon.
That's why you see this number of milk having the potential to double. Milk has, in essence, gotten cheaper over the years.
While Turley says dairymen wouldn't mind a 100% pay raise, the agriculture secretary will step in and stop the sharp increase, which he says would devastate the economy. And anti-smoking groups are targeting Texas in the upcoming legislature. Texas would be the 29th state to pass statewide anti-smoking legislation if Senate Bill 86 were signed into law. According to Jennifer Kofer of the American Lung Association, Texas has regional significance, and its commitment to the cause would be a needed first step.
None of our southern states have a comprehensive smoke-free workplace law. So if Texas passed a statewide law in 2013, it would definitely affect the other southern states, such as Louisiana and Oklahoma and Mississippi, to follow suit of what the big state of Texas would do.
Three previous attempts were either voted down or lost in committee. WTAW News time is 6:10. It's 32 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. A small decision, a big impact. Have a look today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Here are the numbers.
For today, we can expect partly to at times mostly cloudy sky conditions, high temperature low 50s, maybe a few showers moving in tonight, low temperature middle and upper 40s. Tomorrow, briefly milder and breezy, cloudy to occasionally partly sunny, temperatures getting into the low to mid 60s, clearing colder at night though, back down around 32, and during the day Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a cool day near 55 degrees. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, and we'll have you caught up on America's most exciting bowl game, end quote. That being said, with the name Baylor Bears is a little interesting. We'll cover that
yeah,
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
America's most exciting bowl game?
It is to Bears.
Because they've got the Baylor's putting up about 580 yards a game.
Okay.
And against the UCLA the offense as well.
Who are Bears.
Neither team having much of a defense. It could be pretty explosive tonight.
Hey, now.
We're talking about the Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
Yeah, let's see if we can make that name a little bit longer. Yeah,
it's all about high numbers in the scoring.
I just call it the Holiday Bowl.
Well, again, what an opportunity. Today's the first day we actually have teams that we've heard of playing bowl games. Because, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I couldn't wait for that Western Kentucky game yesterday.
Against Central Michigan? Oh, it was exciting.
Yeah, I think I missed every down of that one. But today we actually have more than one bowl to choose from. It's finally getting to that situation. So
yes, but we'll also have the score from that Western Kentucky Central Michigan
game. Oh, that is so awesome.
All coming up this morning at 6:50.
Yeah, and
I got that just for you too.
Yeah, good. I'm glad we're not in the Belk Bowl, that's all I can say, which is also being played today. But you know.
Oh, I must have missed that one. I focused on the Holiday Bowl
no,
so
no,
much.
Yeah, no, because there's so many. It's Cincinnati and Duke in the Belk Bowl. Yeah, right. That would be great. Well,
We've covered that now.
What are they called bowls anyway?
Originally, they actually were in football stadiums that were bowls. See,
and a lot of times they won a bowl.
Yeah, that's also true. That was the like a golden trophy.
Yeah, it's just a little odd.
Well, what would you want to call it if it's in a bowl shape?
I don't know.
Thing?
When people call it the wheat bowl and the coffee bowl.
Oh, well, and there was the toilet bowl.
The toilet bowl.
Yeah, did that.
Sounds interesting.
That's it. They say that cats have nine lives, but now a Chinese toad has joined that club of wily survivors. South Africans are marveling at the endurance of a toad that got trapped in a cargo shipment from China to Cape Town after jumping into a porcelain candlestick that was there.
It sounds like a nursery rhyme.
It does. South African officials reportedly plan to put down the creature. We're going to put the frog down?
After making it that far.
Really? Fearing it would cause harm as an invasive species.
Because it's just one by
itself. Yes, because there's such a feral frog problem.
Well, yeah, and again, there's only one of them.
Right.
Yeah. I'm thinking that that's a short-term threat, but who knows. But you're right. I like just the whole idea. Do you ever hear anybody talk about the feral toad problem?
Have a huge problem with cane toads in Australia.
Okay,
they're taken over, man. They're just
one
nasty.
More reason I don't live in Australia.
They like shoot poison out of their eyes.
Let me add that to the list.
There
okay,
you go.
Got that.
Jump
but anyway, this toad got a last minute reprieve as Mango Airlines.
That's made up.
You have to feel no.
That's made up.
It's a South African airline. Transported the toad on Friday to Johannesburg for delivery to an animal sanctuary. After officials decided to find a way to let the globe-trotting toad live.
Oh, good.
Yay. The two-hour flight was a breeze compared to the trip from China, an odyssey of many weeks and thousands of miles across the Indian Ocean. An airline spokesperson said the toad received first-class treatment. Could I have another drink, please?
Hi, thank you for flying Mango Air. Your in-coconut flight service will be around soon.
Yeah. First-class treatment for a toad.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Totally ridiculous.
Yeah. Very nice.
We got a lot of info.
You got somebody back there, a tourist going, there's a toad up there getting better service than me.
I guess they were totally upset.
No, she already used totally. Oh, you can't use that again. I'm sorry.
You can say, I told you so.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's good.
Live from Wings and More on University Drive, it's the Coach Billy Kennedy Radio Show from 7 to 8 on Monday nights. Join me, Dave South, and Coach Kennedy as we preview upcoming games and provide insight into the Aggie basketball program. Check out AggieAthletics.com for more details.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
We promise we won't do any more puns. I'm not saying that at all. It was just too easy with the toad. There were just too many things that we could do. All right, so 6:16, and today, I can't imagine it's only 2 days after Christmas, and today we're celebrating National Fruitcake Day?
Good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would seem like it would be weeks and weeks and weeks from now that we would actually be talking
about
Fruitcake
Day. Sometime in March.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I used to live in Corsicana where they make that fruitcake, you know, and that's we would always go buy the broken fruitcake. So it was one of the things the townies got to do.
The cheaper.
Yeah, well, of course, you know.
And, I actually do like fruitcake.
Oh, this stuff was just horrible. I just don't understand it.
Seems better than the other item of food we've been talking about.
What, haggis?
Yeah, oh, no, haggis is delicious.
Yeah, sure it is. Okay.
I'm talking about the McRib.
Well, hey. Don't judge. Don't judge.
You may,
I mean,
you may love
now
it.
That's not what you say off
well,
the
now,
air.
Now, sometimes, well, no, now I don't. You know, I don't want your future consumption of the McRib to be
should
in any
be
way
tainted
by what my. And again, I'm saying I remember the first McRib I had.
So. McDonald's owes us thousands of dollars.
They do. Yeah, I mean they have displaced now the famous bowl until you try one.
True.
So, you know. I'm just saying. All right. Anyway, it's National Fruitcake Day. Birthday.
John Amos. He was in Good Times, played the dad.
Yeah. He was in Roots, too.
Kunta Kinte. And he was Mr. McDowell in Coming to America with Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Goldberg from the Oh, he's 73, by the way. Bill Goldberg from the WWE.
I thought he was just Goldberg.
Well, his whole name's Bill Goldberg.
Okay, yeah.
And also played for the Atlanta Falcons, I think.
Is that right?
He's 46.
There you are.
Masi Oka. He played in the TV series Heroes.
Uh-huh.
And he looks like he's about 16. He's actually 38.
Okay.
Savannah Guthrie, she was an NBC reporter and took over the Today Show. She's 41. Carson Palmer, Heisman Trophy winner from 2002, is 33.
Yeah.
Gerard Depardieu.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about him.
Who's in trouble with the French government for leaving, is 64 today. And Bill Self, national championship coach with Kansas KU, is 50 today.
Yeah. That's it?
That's all I got.
Oh, no. We got Carla Bonoff, singer chick. She'd be 61. Eva LaRue from CSI Miami. She's 46. I have no idea which one she is. We have another wrestler, Joni Lauer. China? Is that right? Yeah. She's 42.
Yeah, that's a train wreck.
No, is it?
Oh,
no.
I actually know who China is.
Really?
Yeah,
it's a big country with a lot of people. Yeah.
No, I mean the rest.
She's a big lady.
Oh, is she? Oh, I had no idea.
She's one of those bodybuilder women.
How about the Scud Stud? Remember him? Arthur Kent. Yeah, he's 59. He's probably doing like Weekends in Sheboygan now. I don't know, but he's not on the network. And Cokie Roberts, who was... Okay, Kat, do you know who Cokie Roberts is?
No.
Okay. Well, that's the perfect bookend. You didn't know
who lived under a rock for a long time.
Yeah, you didn't know who Sam Donaldson was, and so Sam Donaldson and Cokie Roberts were on TV together.
As Rush would say, she's an info babe.
Yeah, that's right. They anchored the ABC Sunday News and Political Show.
She was actually one of the first info babes, if I recall.
Yeah, she was pretty good at what she does. Anyway, happy birthday to her. She's 69.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
How is it that little old Sean Hannity and a few of us out here, we were so right, predicted with pinpoint accuracy the emergence emergence of the Muslim Brotherhood and all that is now unfolding, including Sharia. All of this I have on tape. Now, when things get worse and worse and they can explode, there's going to be a lot of collateral damage. And that may be the case with Egypt, which is now being convulsed by rising tensions and violence. And if things continue to go on their present course, it may end up being an outpost for a radical version of Islam with close proximity to Israel. What are we going to do then? What about women's rights there? Oh, they're freely elected. People voted elected. Not exactly. I'm not sure if any of us believe the results of the elections there.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, and then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Amazon is cream of the crop. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursillo. Amazon.com is tops for online shopping according to the annual Holiday E-Retail Satisfaction Index. Consumers are looking for consistency, the same high quality, the same kind of products, the same kind of service they've come to expect. Dell.com fell 4%. So did Apple's online store, registering its lowest score in 4 years. But the biggest disappointment award goes to JCPenney.com with a 6% drop. The Treasury Department said the government would hit its legal borrowing limit by Monday, setting in motion emergency measures to keep it operating for several more weeks and serving as a reminder that the nation's budget wrangling could continue well into 2013. Honda has agreed to voluntarily recall about 19,500 all-terrain vehicles in the U.S. due to a crash hazard. A weld on the ATV's front right and left upper suspension arms can separate, causing the driver to lose control. Stock futures are up. The Dow Jones Industrials rising 16 points to 13,064. The NASDAQ inching up 6 points and the S&P 500 edging up 3. Jen Ursillo, Dow Jones Money Report.
42, 43, $2.43.
My girls are trying to break into the lemonade biz. It's rough out there. I told them to use email marketing from Constant Contact. It was a right choice for growing my small business, GoTime Fitness. Email really works because you know people are checking their inbox every day. Huh, here comes the competition.
With email marketing from Constant Contact, you'll have the tools to easily create custom emails that will work for your business. Plans start as low as $15 per month at ConstantContact.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Hey, good morning. It's 625. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed.
just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. High today about 55 and not a lot of wind, about 5 miles an hour and out of the southeast. 48's our low tonight. Have a 20% chance of rain today and tonight. It's up to a 40% chance of rain tomorrow. And our high will be 64 degrees tomorrow. I know. And winds out of the northwest. 33 will be our low on Friday night. And probably have a light freeze on Saturday night at about 31. We'll be in the 50s for our high temperature on Saturday and Sunday, and more sunshine. So again, 20% chance of rain today and tonight, 40% chance of rain tomorrow. And currently, we have a chill factor of 27 degrees. Winds are out of the east at 7, and it's 32 out there.
Hello, thank you for calling Toyota. Toyota-thon is on. Biggest sales event of the year. This is Jan. How can I help you?
Tornado love.
Excuse me?
Am I the ninth caller?
Sir, this is your local Toyota dealership. You've called during Toyota-thon.
Okay. So this isn't the radio station?
Nope. This is Toyota-thon, the longest-running sales event out there. 34 years now.
Okay. So I'm also guessing I didn't win tickets to the Cheese Monkeys.
No, sorry. But here's something that will be music to your ears. There's no better time than Toyota-thon to save money on a reliable and dependable Toyota.
Wow, I like the idea of saving money.
And?
It is music to my ears.
And?
And, I wouldn't have to call radio stations to win concert tickets.
You catch on fast.
Toyota-thon is on, the one event you don't want to miss. Right now, you can lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for $289 a month for 36 months with $33.39 due at signing. Call 800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offers end 1-7-2013.
Are you more likely to eat less if you have fewer flavors during a meal or more flavors during a meal? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-564-8779. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-564-8779. That's 1-800-564-8779.
It's interesting what we teach our children about eating.
In a society where we have epidemic obesity and diabetes in children, I've yet to meet the parent who doesn't encourage their child to clean their plate.
Dr. David Katz, head of the Yale School of Medicine Prevention Research Center and author of the book, The Way to Eat.
Our kids are overeating. They're not undereating. How about we do this? We put less on their plate to begin with, and when they stop eating because they're full, we say, congratulations. That's just the way to do it.
That clean your plate mentality has followed a lot of us into adulthood, but with portion sizes so much bigger than they used to be, we're just eating too much food.
Eating past the point of fullness isn't even really pleasurable. The reason that we tend to do that is in trying to control weight, many people starve themselves and then overcompensate. Well, don't starve yourself in the first place, and then it's much easier to be restrained at mealtime.
Another way to control overeating, says Dr. Katz, is to realize that
we get full faster if we eat fewer flavors. So a simple recommendation is fewer varieties of flavors in any one meal or snack as a way to help achieve portion control. One of the things people frequently do is cruise from one snack to another in the evening, and that's a very bad idea. Pick one per day, stick with it, and you'll take in many fewer calories.
You can link to Dr. Katz's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
WTW News Time is 6:30. It's 32 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Additional development in the BioCorridor hangs with solving problems at the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute.
The Research Valley Partnership has current prospects that President Tom McDaniel says are tremendous candidates for grants from CPRIT, but McDaniel also says those recruits have to make decisions in the near future. The state agency has an interim director, Wayne Roberts, of the UT Health Science Center in Houston, who pledges no conflict of interest problems in awarding future grants.
The legislature will be able to reestablish itself on what it wants to have as the direction of this agency.
The former director resigned amid scandal, and it was revealed an $11 million grant was given to a startup firm that was funded by a $1 million donor to the CPRIT Foundation. McDaniel says if it takes a few months to get their house in order, then it will be for the benefit of all involved in saving lives and facilitating economic development. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Christmas Day for President George H.W. Bush meant staying in a Houston hospital and having Chinese food. Now, Bush spokesman Jim McGrath says the president is on a liquid diet and he has a fever that has elevated in recent days.
We're just hoping and praying that the treatments that are being brought to bear on this can help to reverse the situation, because it's not where we want him to be.
McGrath says doctors have been treating what he calls a stubborn fever with Tylenol, but the cause is still unknown. However, the bronchitis-like cough that initially brought the 88-year-old to the hospital 5 weeks ago has improved. McGrath says Bush now coughs only about once a day. Federal politics continue over the upcoming combination of spending cuts and tax increases unless something is done before the end of the year. Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien was among those who wanted the House to pass something earlier this month to the Senate for their consideration.
The response from leadership, and I think they responded in good faith, they were concerned that the Senate would load those bills up with stuff that we would find unacceptable but yet would still have to be passed, and then the monkey would be back on our back. After we see everything that took place, I would have preferred to have done that and then at least gotten something back. And maybe it's one of those situations where you vote present, let the Democrats pass it, and it still belongs to the Senate and still belongs to the president in terms of the fiscal cliff problem.
Flores says federal revenue has returned to levels before the 2008 recession, but spending since President Barack Obama took office has risen 29%. The starting quarterback for the A&M football team 10 years ago was Reggie McNeil. Now living in Bryan and, according to the 12th Man magazine, back in school intending to graduate next spring, McNeil was arrested last weekend for marijuana possession. Sunday night along Highway 6, a state trooper pulled over a car driven by McNeil due to a defective license plate light. The officer, after smelling marijuana coming out of the car, searched McNeil and the vehicle, finding a baggie and a blunt cigar believed to contain marijuana. McNeil is out of jail after posting bond. The idea of bringing casino gambling to Texas may not be that big of a long shot this legislative session. Texas political insider Bill Miller says lobbyists are now united. In the past, some pushed only for Las Vegas-type casinos, while others for slot machines at racetracks.
The people that own the racetracks, that was great. They were going to get gaming, and the people who had casinos were not. So, you had two different interests. So any way you cut it, they were divided.
He says the proposition will have a tremendous amount of financial backing if it ever makes it to the ballot box. And politics rather than the economy could be the leading reason why this year's holiday shopping season started out brisk but then fizzled. Texas economist Dr. Ray Perriman believes consumers were worried about the outcome of the fiscal cliff talks and the possibility of higher taxes come January 1st.
I don't think this is a real negative sign about the economy, but I do think it points to the fact that we need to get both short-term and long-term deficit plans in place that will give people confidence going forward.
Perriman says this is the weakest holiday sales bump since 2008, and it's going to be quite a disappointing year compared to what people were expecting. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 33 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
The crew at Pete's Auto Care wants to thank their customers and friends for making this a great year. Pete's Auto Care is grateful for your continued patronage and pledges to continue their high standard of service. Whether it's having your car winterized or getting an oil change, Pete's Auto Care treats you like you're the most important customer they have. Season's greetings from Pete and all the guys at Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan. Pete's Auto Care.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, we can expect partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies. High temperature mostly sitting in the low 50s and a lot of clouds around for tonight in the mid to upper 40s with a few showers around. Now, we'll see occasional sun perhaps breaking through on Friday, becoming breezy and milder as we jump up in the 60s. Then it turns a bit colder, low 30s on Friday night, clearing skies. Mostly sunny, cool weather on Saturday. High temperature near 55 degrees. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. It's not often I would do something in our sports that involved Vladimir Putin, but he's involved in sports with
Pootie
the Olympics.
Poot.
How is that? What?
There was an earthquake in Russia, and they're a little concerned about some of the Olympic sites. We'll share that with you coming up here in just a little bit.
Oh, well, we're not going to postpone the Olympics because of some weather. We can't be, I mean, natural disasters. We can't be doing that.
No, not at all.
So Kat had that story about gambling, is that right? Mm-hmm. Supporters for casinos or hoping that there'll be more gambling in Texas.
Yep.
I don't know. I think the most important thing is no matter what they do, that they put in rows of slot machines so that women who are, you know, over 75 can have their pell-mells and sit there and pull the slot machine handles. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah.
That's the ball, though. Nice reference.
Yeah, is that really what you want? Do you want people sitting around smoking unfiltered cigarettes pulling slot handles?
Well, if Texas becomes an anti-smoking state.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. That could be conflicted there because you got the anti-smoking people wanting to do
it. If it's for the children.
That's true. And again, we have never condoned smoking, but we do condone the rampant purchase of cigarettes. Please buy more cigarettes. Give them to a person who smokes if you want to.
But it's just, for the kids.
It is. It is for the kids. We need to help them because, after all, they sold us down the river on this lottery thing. You know, Ann Richards told us that money was going to education. And some of it did, but, you know, with that cigarette money, that's going right into the kids' pockets. So
now, I wouldn't smoke it, but just for, like, novelty's sake, I will say I'm tempted to maybe grow, like, a plant of tobacco just to see what it looks like.
We've heard that kind of thing before.
No.
However, it didn't have to do with tobacco. I was just growing it to see what it looks like.
Oh.
Yeah, that ends up getting I don't know. Sometimes college football players and former college football players in trouble.
Did you know that vanilla is actually an orchid vine?
No, I didn't know.
Hoping to buy vanilla.
Well, you could probably go do that, I guess. That's you know.
I'd have to order it from Florida.
Yeah, now that you have a house, the neighbors will go, "Oh, yeah, that's that girl who grows those funny looking flowers
weird
over there."
Plants
just saying,
in the
that's
backyard.
Exactly right. But I'm saying, you know, the idea of, because for a while we talked about having slot machines, you know, at the dog tracks.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I can't think of anything more exciting than watching dogs race. I mean, wow. But that's fine. Look, we need to have full board gambling in Texas. We just do.
How many people go across the border to do it?
Yeah, and that's the problem. It's so complicated because the people from Oklahoma and the people from Louisiana are sending lobbyists or paying lobbyists to come over here and tell Texas legislators not to pass that because they don't want to be losing that money. The deal is, though, if Texas does it and they do it right, I mean, they can become, I think they could become bigger than Atlantic City. I really do.
Oh, without question.
Because, and again, as they say, people fly into Las Vegas, they ride Greyhound buses into Atlantic City. And but, I mean, we could. We could really have those kind of facilities. And, I mean, what, you want to jack up tourism in San Antonio, in South Texas? You want to... You know,
I'm thinking
do something
Waco.
On the beach.
What? Think those gambling boats on the Brazos.
I think
right
that'd
there.
Be perfect. Problem is, you know, you're going to have to do something to probably put gates on the river so that you can keep the river up because, you know, you look at the river here and it changes. It varies so much in the water level that, you know, it kind of you either be walking up the plank or walking down the plank, but seldom walking straight in on the boat. I forget. I was in some city in Louisiana and they had that. And I don't know. I was there on business, and so
Lake Charles.
Is it Lake Charles? Yeah. Maybe it was. Okay, and I'm there on business.
Not that I've ever been to boats at Lake Charles.
Yeah, I understand. But I thought, well, you know, heck, I like to gamble. I'll go do that. I'll play blackjack, and I went in there. It was just ratty. I mean, it really was. It was just ratty, and I didn't do that. But then in Oklahoma, have you ever gambled in Oklahoma?
No,
because I was up there.
See, I don't understand. I'm too much of a cheapo. Like, I just can't bear. I just can't gamble because I just. Okay. Oh, it's my precious money.
Well, and that's fine if that's it. But I mean, there.
Okay, Ebenezer.
There are those of us who there are those of us who get that endorphin rush when you win. See, and that's what built Las
Vegas.
Which is
what, one out of every 20 times.
No, that's no.
Or more.
Not if you're good at it.
No, there are times
it's
you can
like
do okay.
It's just like circus games. It's geared against you.
It is.
Carnival
you're exactly
games.
Right. But our egos are such that we say, well, I can beat the system.
Well, if I put money into a snack machine, something comes out every time.
Well, and that's fine if that is the risk rewards. Well, there's no risk involved. If that's the reward
well, there
system,
there is a
you
little
want,
risk. Every once in a while, it doesn't
well,
come.
Well,
out.
You just told me it comes out every
pretty
time.
Pretty much
see,
every
either
time.
Either that or you don't like no. the candy
it
bar.
It depends
that
if
you
you're in a dorm room.
Hello. No.
Hey, just going to Oklahoma is a gamble.
Well, that's also true.
the risk for the vending machine is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, because I mean, how many of those snacks in there are healthy? Yeah. Oh, good. Look, it's little bitty donuts and powdered sugar. It's little bitty donuts
it's
with chocolate.
Chip bags.
It's apple slices. Oh,
well, haven't you ever had one that got stuck right on the uncurly metal thing?
Yeah, not too often anymore. But nonetheless, the whole idea is that's the reason you gamble is so that you get that endorphin rush that you win.
Sure.
But you go into Oklahoma again, where I was, and you know, I drive by this ratty strip center. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It's just a ratty old strip center, and it said casino, you know, just in red lights. And
that's
so,
the generic version.
Exactly. So I went in there, and I play 21. I play blackjack. That's what I like. So I go in, and I sit down, and I get chips. And you have to pay the state a quarter for every hand that you play. I mean, they got two little holes. They got a place here for your bet, and they got another one up there where you have to put a quarter.
Get out.
Yeah. And so they put all those down, and the dealer collects those, and then he deals the cards. I'm going, huh, really?
So what? Then the casino keeps all the money?
Well, they get to keep those quarters. Yeah, that's kind of their profit margin. And I mean, this place was so ratty that I don't know, they probably had slot machines. I don't know. But all they had was a snack bar. And so at the meantime, you know, while you're playing, rather than having music in the background or something like that, you know, about every 3 minutes, hey, Raymond, your burger's ready, you know, and
awesome.
Yeah, it really was. It was, I mean, gambling in Oklahoma is pretty nasty. That's
the classy gambling experience
really,
right
that,
there.
That and the smell of French fries and grease, it was, yeah.
And cigarettes.
If you're playing cards.
Of course, and cigarettes.
If you're playing cards and putting down coins, does that mean you were cut and quartered?
I don't know what that means.
Never, you know, quarter.
Oh, quartered. Oh, yeah, but no, we weren't cutting
the cards.
Never mind,
it's a torture.
You mean drawn and quartered.
That's drawn and quartered.
We know drawn and
quartered. No, put a quarter down, you cut a deck.
Yeah, but we call it drawn and quartered.
You can say cut and quartered.
Okay, that's people talk.
Never mind. It would have been funny if you got it.
Family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It can happen because you're remodeling. It can happen because you've seen a wild plant that you like to tame and call your own. Either way, transplanting can fit right into your picture. It's transplanting time again across Texas. I'll be back with details right after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine, $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, call 1-800-752-4769. Now that we've had our official first killing freeze across most of the state, our woody plants have gone dormant, and it's transplanting season again. It's a simple rule of green thumb. Almost all plants are best moved when they're not growing actively. For trees and shrubs, that time is right now through the middle of February. Your first decision in transplanting an established tree or shrub will be to determine whether it's plausible and justifiable. The larger the tree, the more difficult the transplanting, both on you and on the tree. Large trees and shrubs that have been in place for more than a few years will have fully developed root systems. In many cases, you might be better off buying or digging a smaller specimen. It will establish more quickly and suffer less setback in the process. That's even more true with shrubs. If you have mature old shrubs that need to be relocated, it's probably more reasonable just to discard them and buy new and fresh plants to take their place. You also want to be sure that any candidate for a move is healthy and vigorous. There's no point in transplanting a weak or misshapen specimen when it takes no more work to plant something better. But how large a plant can you move? When will you need a professional help? How do you know? Home gardeners can usually handle trees and shrubs whose trunks are 2 and maybe 3 inches in diameter. Larger plants are tempting, especially if you're being invited to dig them from nature, but they're a whole lot more work and the risks of losing them are much greater due to transplant shock. When you're digging plants for yourself, it's usually best to stick with small and mid-sized specimens. Use a sharpshooter spade to cut most of the lateral roots. Don't hack at them. Cut them sharply. The soil ball should be 14 to 15 inches in diameter for a tree or shrub with 1-inch trunk. That would increase to 18 to 20 inches for a 2-inch trunk and up to 24 to 26 inches for a 3-inch specimen. It's much easier to complete the transplanting if you first dig a trench around the soil ball. That's going to allow you to slip the sharpshooter spade in horizontally to cut the taproot. Large plants should have their soil ball secured with untreated burlap. Rock the plant gently as you gradually work the burlap in beneath it. Then you want to pin it in place with nails and carefully lift or slide the plant up and out of the hole. Carry it by its soil ball, not by its trunk. You may want to cradle it in canvas or in more of the burlap. Set the plant into its new home at exactly the same depth at which it was previously growing. Fill it in around it with the soil you took out of the hole, water deeply, and stake and guy trees if they're in any danger of tilting. You don't want to let them get out of vertical. I'm Neil Sperry, Blackberries Across Texas, in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 6:50. The San Antonio Spurs snapped Toronto's five-game winning streak last night. Tim Duncan poured in 15 points, and the Spurs rolled to a 100-80 victory, which has put them out to 3 in a row. Now, James Harden scored 17 in his 30-point victory in the fourth quarter, and the Houston Rockets rallied to win their fifth straight, 87-84, over the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday. Ryan Radcliffe threw an 11-yard touchdown pass with 5:11 left to put Central Michigan ahead to stay 24-21 over Western Kentucky. The Hilltoppers had a chance to force an overtime but were stopped on the fourth down in the final minute instead of going for the 37-yard field goal, and albeit kind of picking on it, it was actually a pretty good game to watch. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered officials to inspect the Olympic sites in the 2014 Winter Games capital of Sochi, which was hit by an earthquake. Now, the Emergency Situation Ministry reported a 5.5 magnitude earthquake in the area Wednesday, the epicenter of which was in the Black Sea, about 90 miles from Sochi, and no damage in the city was reported. But Putin, however, on Wednesday asked local authorities to double-check all the Olympic venues to make sure nothing was damaged. That, according to Interfax News Agency. A grand jury has formally indicted Dallas Cowboys nose tackle Josh Brent on one count of intoxicated manslaughter. Brent is charged in connection with a December 8th crash that killed his friend and Cowboy practice squad member Jerry Brown. He's out of jail on $100,000 bond, and the Dallas County District Attorney's Office spokeswoman Debbie Denman says the indictment was returned yesterday. Police in Dallas suburb of Irving say Brent was speeding when his vehicle struck a curb and flipped. Brown was pronounced dead at an area hospital. Intoxication manslaughter carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Brent could be eligible for probation, and Denman says there are no court dates as of yet scheduled for this case. Texas Rangers and free agent catcher A.J. Pruszynski have agreed to a one-year contract. The two-time All-Star hit .278 last year with a career-high 27 home runs for the Chicago White Sox. The Rangers also re-signed former Chicago Cubs catcher Giovanni Soto at a reduced salary yesterday. And now, following the world's largest balloon parade, it's time for the Bridgepoint Education Bowl. Kidding aside, though, the Baylor Bears, who come into the game with a 7-5 record and offense ranks number one in the country, piling on almost 580 yards a game in total offense, will face off against the UCLA Bruins, who come into the game with a record of 9-4. And that game is actually tonight and being billed as, quote, the most exciting bowl game of the year. And according to Jim Mora, you get all this talk about offense and, quote, your defensive guys get a bit bowed up. So we should see some interesting stuff. Suffice it to say, the defensive coordinators have been working overtime to prepare for this game. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That was the world's largest balloon parade.
Yes.
And where was that?
That's today.
Oh, it's today?
Yes, preceding the game.
That's in San Diego?
Yes.
Can be a little windy there sometimes for balloons, I just wonder.
It's those big suckers like you see in Macy's.
Is it the great big ones, yep, or is it just a bunch of little kids with little balloons?
No, they're big, like the Ernie and Bert balloon was there.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I saw a little bit of the preview on the holidaybowl.com site or whatever it was.
Ah, of course, because that's, and again, that is one of my favorite cities in America.
Oh, it's
really
beautiful.
Like the place. It's just tremendous, but Huh. Where do they do it? Do they do it down by the... Do they do it down by the ocean, or do they do it up in downtown?
I think it's over by the ocean. If you'll give me a second, I've got to get back to the site.
Oh, well, really, it's okay. Largest city in America with one runway at their airport.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, pretty exciting, I think, flying into that, knowing that. All right. Yeah, check all of that. We'll get right back to you on
coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928 Twin City Coffee Service.
Brazos Valley Bride is the local source for wedding inspiration in the Brazos Valley. As the official publication of the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley, we work closely with local vendors to bring brides inspiration, ranging from designing invitations and table arrangements to picking the perfect photographer and cake. For information about advertising in the spring 2013 edition of Brazos Valley Bride magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. Or call us at 979-694-6900.
Hey, good morning. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check your weather for you. Yes.
No, go ahead. I've got something for you.
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
Go ahead and do the weather. I can wait.
Oh, okay. Well, the weather is brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. 20% chance of rain today, tonight. 40% chance of rain on Friday. Now, today at 55. And, again, that slight chance of shower, so I guess we'll stay cloudy. 48 for a low tonight. That'll be a little more pleasant. Up to 64 on Friday. That's the best day for the next few, it looks like. Close to freezing on Friday night, down at 33. We will freeze on Saturday at 31. And then we're back up to the middle 60s as we begin next week. Right now, winds are out of the east at 7. Wind chill is 27, and we have 32 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the Big Bay Balloon Show. It's in downtown, but I am remiss in not passing this along for you, Scott.
Please.
The 2012 Wiener Schnitzel Wiener Dog Nationals pits the 9 fastest dachshunds from over the western United States against one another on a 56-foot-long track.
How do they know? How do they know they're the fastest? Those dogs could be just having a bad day. You know what I'm saying?
Last year it was Reggie, and he beat out 400 over other dachshunds.
Wow. 56 feet?
Yep.
That's a long way to go. I'm not sure how long we run here, but it's not 56 feet.
I don't know.
Huh.
And the parade, by the way, I think will be on USA.
Now, they have that at a racetrack, I think, north of San Diego, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. I may have seen some video of that in the past. Well, good. I know it'll be out there. I know we'll be able to see it. There's no doubt about that. So we'll check on that. And
the winner gets to ride in the parade, the winning dog.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Howdy Doody premiered 65 years ago today.
No kidding.
It was the first really popular TV show for kids, first kid show that was popular on TV. Buffalo Bill, is that right? Buffalo Bob.
Buffalo Bob.
That's right, yeah. Mortimer Snurd, all the...